माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बाल्लभा गिरीवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन बाल्लभा गिरीवर धारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन चाचोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना थीरा वनचारी यमुना थीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरीवर धारी कशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना थीरा वनचारी यमुना थीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तार श्री मारे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय नित्यानंद विष्णु विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तार श्री मां भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की नाम आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की Nu Ramaniti Damki, Tulsi Deviki, Bhakti Deviki, Gangamai, Yamunamaiki, Samaveta Bhakti Vindaki. All glorious some devotees, all glorious some devotees, all glorious Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 19, verse 24. Vinashtasu Swamayasu. Bhuyascha Vrajya Keshava Rushopa Guhamano Mung Dadrashe Vasthitam Bahi Vinashtasu Samayasu Bhuyascha Vraja Keshava Rusho Pagu Hamanoma Dadrasche Vastitam Bahi Minashtasu Samayasu Bhuyascha Vraja Keshava Rushopa Guhamanoma Dadrashe Vastitam Bahi. Follow. Okay, put it down. I'll kick it over. How many want to give me? Bolo, bolo. Vinastasu, when dispelled, Svamayasu, his magic forces, Bhuya, again, Cha, and Avrajya, after coming into the presence, Keshavam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rusha, full of rage, Upaguhamana, embracing Amum, the Lord, Dadvashi, saw Avastitam, standing Bahi, outside. Translation. When the demon saw his magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the personality of Godhead, Keshava, and full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arms to crush him. But to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside the circle of his arms. Purport. In this verse, the Lord is addressed as Keshava because he killed the demon Keshi in the beginning of creation. Keshava is also a name of Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations and is confirmed in Brahma Sanghita that Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, exists simultaneously in his different incarnations and expansions. The demon's attempt to measure the Supreme Personality of Godhead is significant. The demon wanted to embrace him with his arms, thinking that with his limited arms he could capture the Absolute by material power. He did not know that God is the greatest of the great and the smallest of the small. No one can capture the Supreme Lord or bring him under his control, but the demoniac person always attempts to measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. A classic case of the frog, Mandukya Nyaya. Mandukya Nyaya, Mandukya, what is the well? What is the frog? And he's saying, is he big? Huh? No? Oh, well. Is it loud enough? Yeah? Oh, so what? So I should scream louder for you? So, this is frog philosophy. What is it? Mandukya, what's the word for frog? The well, Kupa Mandukya Nyaya. So many logics we discussed this. And this is a famous one that the frog, he's thinking that his well is everything and can't understand that there's ocean. Ananta. Ananta Viryamata Vikramastam. Okay, so no one can capture the Supreme Lord or bring him under his control. But the demoniac person always attempts to measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. By his inconceivable potency, the Lord can become the universal form, as explained in Bhagavad Gita. Pitasya lokasya characharascha. You can read the 11th chapter of the Gita, so many shlokas there. Apremayam, immeasurable. Arjuna uses this word, apremayam. Aprema. And also the word is used for the spirit soul, but the spirit soul is, even the spirit soul individual, immeasurable also. But the Supreme Personality of God has so many words describing him as ananta, an unlimited power, whatever is unlimited. And Prabhupada's also speaking here about the anoraniyam mahato mahiyan. Even if you're small, well, the spirit soul is small, but still, sukshmanam apyaham jiva. Krishna's speaking with Uddhava that although the spirit soul is very small and subtle, is still, he said, I am within that. Don't think you're so subtle and small. And Krishna is there within, most, more small, inconceivable. And Prabhupada's referring here to the materialists try to measure. Okay, so it keeps saying here, he's always attempting to measure. Maya, the definition of Maya is to measure, really. I couldn't find that exact verse I was looking for. It says, iti Maya. One of the definitions, miyate means to measure. Iti what? Maya. To measure, whenever we're trying to measure, then we can know we're in Maya. Just like Prabhupada said that prakrite kriyamanani gunai kamani sarvasya ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. And kartaham means that I'm thinking I'm the doer. So, of course, if you're the doer, you can measure anything. And so Prabhupada said that as soon as you think you're the doer, then you know you're a fool. That happens quite a bit, I think, throughout the material world. Everybody thinks they're the doer. Even the devotees, unless you're very, very advanced, it's hard to give up this idea Nato Pashamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adhoksaja. Krishna is Adhoksaja. Prabhupada gave the definition of Adho Kaja also, that I noticed when I was researching that he spoke more about this in Hindi. I think previous Veda bases, they didn't give the Hindi translations, but some of it's given, and he would explain that Adho Kaja. Adha, from the beginning to the last syllable of Sanskrit, or from the beginning, and Adha means to push down, Aksaja. Adha means to go down, or to push down the material senses, beyond the material senses. Bhagavam mahimno, janati tatvam, Bhagavam charim chirat. What is it? Atapi te deva, this nice shloka by Lord Brahma. Many shlokas there. All inconceivable, immeasurable. Actually, Lord Brahma's shlokas are immeasurable, because even you study them and still any part of the Bhagavatam is immeasurable. Never minimize Bhagavatam. I always think of that in 1976 when Prabhupada was lecturing on Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, and that several sannyasis were chanting the shloka, and then one day, I don't want to say Pushta Krishna, it's not a bad thing, he was there with Prabhupada, but somehow or other, one or two sannyasis, and he started giving the word meanings, and Prabhupada said, no, no, don't stop, everyone must chant the shloka. So, and then he said, amazing, he said that this Bhagavatam shloka, no, don't minimize it. It is good as Hare Krishna, as good as Hare Krishna. He's probably trying to make the emphasis. Not that we give up chanting Hare Krishna, no. This means, no, but it's so great.
What? Everybody
not everybody chanted, no. Actually, they used to chant back in 72 and 3 in L.A. when the books started coming out. You can hear the old, now they cut them down, I think, if you get a lecture, but the old time we used to get these tapes, raw cassettes, and practically everybody in the LA temple was chanting. He wanted everyone to chant. And not only that, I remember that, and when the the books started coming out from Dai Nippon, first canto, and I minimized or took for granted the fact that I was sitting right next to Prabhupada when he got the first Bhagavatam in his hand. It was BBT, we used to get some perks, you know. And Prabhupada got the Bhagavatam from Dai Nippon in his hand. He was looking approvingly. And then somehow or other, I was there not long later, but the Gita came out. It was printed, I think, in the United States. And Prabhupada's so expert, he's just looking at the binding like this, looking at the pictures. And at one point, when he looked at the Bhagavatam first canon, he said, I think the painters are the biggest book distributors, the best book distributors. But when the Gita came out, then he was saying, this is not so good. The Japanese have done better. And then Jayadwada and other BBT men were there and repeating, saying what the American publisher had said, something about, you know, the book being too big, and just reminded me of this. And they gave some excuse. Like, the book is good. The books have held up. I think Gita, the old Gitas from 72, they pretty much held up. But of course, they're not as good as the Dai Nippon. But so then Prabhupada gave a funny thing. He said, that is because they simply want money. He used to put his fingers up like in the perfect mudra, you know, for greed or something. He's simply after money, that's all. So actually what they're saying is, like the man was dancing, he could not dance, and he was falling this way and that way, and he was saying, oh, the ground is too bumpy. It's kind of funny. So Prabhupada was very funny, humorous, in giving so many examples. So Bhagavatam, do not minimize. So, oh, and then when the book first came out, I was saying that he had the devotees print up sheets with all the shlokas, like first canto, first chapter, and all the shlokas. I forget if the English was on it. And the idea was everyone memorize that chapter, memorize the chapter, memorize the chapter. don't neglect the Bhagavatam. So every day we would have the thing, everyone would get a sheet of stencil, what do you call it, mimeograph or something. I don't know how they were printing. We didn't have instant machines in those days. And everyone had the sheet with the understanding, yeah, in the second chapter, but then gradually, or people just like that. So it's important to know these. I remember talking to Gopi Pranadana one day out in the street in LA, and he told me he was memorizing the Brahma Sanghita. I don't know, we were discussing, just talking something, shlokas, and he said, oh, I'm memorizing Brahma Sanghita. So then a few days later, I asked him, I said, so you're memorizing the prayers? He said, no, not just the prayers, the whole thing, like that. He said, oh, I finished that. I'm doing first canto, like that. It was like 4 days later, he finished the whole Brahma Sanghita. I was like a brainiac, you know? And then he continued doing like up to third canto, the whole, every chapter. So, I mean, not everyone can do like that. But if you can, then it's good to memorize. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam, probably speaking, and Henry Street also, that the so-called yogis, they'll be surprised to understand that self-realization comes from the tongue, jiva. But first one cannot just remember, he has to first hear and chant. Then smaranam comes. So hearing and chanting is what we're doing here. Okay, so the purport. So he's talking about the universal form, is explaining the Gita. At the same time, he can remain within the box of his devotees as a worshipable deity. There are many devotees who keep a statue of the Lord. Probably says statue. He didn't say Murti or deity, but he said statue right here. In a small box and carry it with them everywhere. Every morning they worship the Lord in the box. And of course they take him out of the box, or they open the box and use it as an altar. I mean, there are sadhus. Sometimes they keep it on their head, like Mahavishnu Swami. Is that Mahavishnu? He has a Jagannath on his head. And but so this is, Brahmanas would have Shalagram mostly, but you can keep the Gurnatai, and maybe you're traveling, and you see that happen sometimes. Keeping the deities in it. So he's very small, he's in the box, or he's very great. Antar Bahir Avastitam, he's within and without. Kunti Devi also refers to this. Maya javani katchanam agyat hokshajam avyayam nalakshase mudadrishya nato nacha yato dara. She's speaking maya javani katchanam, the different coverings of, so here this big demon, he's trying to crush Krishna. Keshava drita shukaira, what is that? Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So Keshava, as mentioned here, he appears as all these different incarnations. Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa. So they keep the statue of the Lord in a small box and they carry it with them everywhere. Every morning they worship in the box. The Supreme Lord Keshava, or the personality of Godhead, is not bound by any measurement of our calculation. He can remain with his devotee in any suitable form, yet he is unapproachable by any amount of demoniac activities. So yad yad dhyat urugaya vibhavayanti tad tad vibhu pranayase sadanugrahaya. By his mercy, he interacts with the devotees. This is one of Brahma's prayers also, that by the meditation he appears. You're in this way, yayatamam prabhadyante tang tataiva bhajamyam. He's appearing in any suitable form. So this Keshava, when Arjuna is speaking, or Krishna is being addressed in the Gita, many times he's called Keshava. Keshava. Keshava Arjunayo Punyam. That in the end of the Gita also it says that Krishna and Arjuna, well, Keshava and Arjuna with this. It's a very sacred conversation, anyone who hears it. And Sanjaya is saying that my hairs are standing on end when I think of this conversation of Keshava Arjuna. In second and third chapter, in the beginning of the chapter also, Neo Jayasi Keshava, Tatit Karmani Gore Mam, that Arjuna is asking him, Keshava. In the second chapter also, I think there's a couple of times, Keshava. So Keshava is a very nice word. Sometimes Keshava, Janardana, both are used in one verse. So Krishna has many names. And sometimes the demoniac impersonalists, they have an idea that there's some shastra, I'm not sure somebody knows, where they have this ka means hair or something, so that there's some story there that Jiva Goswami has spent some time to defeat this story, but we can hear later from Mukunda or Brown. But the story, and that from some hair, Keshava appears, Krishna. So, but Prabhupada gives the explanation, no, ka refers to Lord Brahma, sometimes even, or Isha, that he's the Lord of Brahma. So Keshava, you can interpret. At one time, really, I heard from Nanda Kishore, he was there, wasn't recorded, I don't think, but one Sanskrit pundit came to see Prabhupada in Montreal in 68, I think it was, whenever he stayed in Montreal. I think one time he came, or first time he stayed there, he had to do his visa problem. So that scholar came and he was asking Prabhupada to give a definition of this word Krishna. And for some, Prabhupada said, oh, of course, you know, Nanda Kishore was an actor, so he was very good at portraying these incidents. Oh, because we weren't there, but we heard from Nanda Kishore. You are a Sanskrit scholar, Prabhupada said in a way, funny way. You are a Sanskrit scholar. You do not know that proper names do not require any explanation. That's probably there also. Many times we see that the names have some explanation, but in that case, Prabhupada just wanted to see what the scholar would say, but he was speechless. He didn't know what to say, apparently. That the proper name, Krishna, doesn't require any. Of course, that we have Krishi Bhuva Chaka Shabdo Nashchana Vritti Vara. Many explanations of Krishna's name, what it means to check birth and death. Karsha, very attractive, most attractive. So all these things are there. Okay, so the verse again, the demon saw his magic forces dispelled. He once again came into the presence of the personality of God of Keshava, full of rage. So here again, we've seen this word, rage. So we should get the hint that this material world is full of this mode of passion, rage. Even Lord Shiva, at the end, Ananta Dev, they full of rage. Somehow or other, Ananta Dev becomes full of rage. Isn't it in the fifth canto described? And destroys the material world. This becomes very angry. But as limited spirit souls or jivas in this material world, it's very important to control this anger. Bacho begam manasa krodha begam. Jivao begam udara pasta begam. So it's mentioned there in the very beginning of Upadeshamrita, bacho begam. These are pushings begam. Bacho begam manasa krodha. And krodha, anger, is pushing. Anytime we can become very angry. And I forget where it is, it's maybe in sixth canto. There's a verse that someone who can, I forget the context, but it says someone who controls rage, anger, which comes immediately, like as though from falling from the sky, boom, like all of a sudden you're just angry and can't control. Then he can conquer in this material world. He can become victorious, becomes purified. You have to be purified to give up rage. Kam krod adi chai bhatta pari, what is it? Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, these six things, kam krod adi chai. They're just like pagodui, two thugs, and they push us into the ocean under patita kinkare dori. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, and we should be praying also in his footsteps. Please save us from these horrible followers of the mind, kam krod adi chai, bhatta pari. And so anger is, we read in Isha Upanishad, Krishna is, what is it, several verses, parega chukram akayam avranam. He's unlimited, kavim, he knows everything, he knows what we're going to do. What is it, he goes faster, davato, he goes faster than anyone, even the demigods, no one can catch Krishna.
cannot catch Krishna. What was that demon, Kaliyavana? He was trying to catch Krishna. And while he was running, what happened to him wasn't very, well, he was fortunate because he did see Krishna, but he came into the cave of Muchukunda, and Muchukunda just sizzled him in a second. Sometimes you see, you know, some cloth or something goes into the fire, eliminated immediately, nothing becomes vaporized. So he was vaporized into by Muchukunda. So this is our position, like, trying to catch Krishna. And so throughout the material world, the scientists, they do nothing but measuring. Really, that's the main program. And sometimes they discover some pretty good stuff, we have to say. But the main idea is to measure and control, you know. So as soon as you're trying to do that, you cannot measure, you cannot catch Krishna. He's running fast. Antar bahir avastitam, we were describing Kunti Devi's prayer. Maya javani kachanam, we're covered by this curtain of Maya javani kachanam. Agya, we're ignorant. That hoaxed, I mean, he said hoaxedam, abhyayam, and inexhaustible. So the example of inexhaustible, like Krishna gave the sari to Draupadi, inexhaustible, he's giving inexhaustible. When the coward boys are being described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Agada, Gambira, Agada, Apara Agada. It says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are ki parite, ki, who can speak about it even? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within, Kaviraj Goswami says, within an hour, any moment, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are unlimited. So when we read them, when we read Bhagavatam, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should understand that boredom is not an option. Say, we cannot think that, oh, this is quite, we read that already. Prabhupada, I remember he chuckled in an early lecture in 66 or so in Second Avenue. He says, so when we invite people for reading about God, about Bhagavatam, they think, oh, this is very tiring, very boring. So it shouldn't become boring, it shouldn't become tiring, it should be unlimited. Apara, and we should think very humbly, just like there's that prayer. Na prema shavanari bhakti rapi bhayo gottara vaishnavo ganam ba shubha karma vai. This is either, sometimes it's attributed to Rupa or Sanatan, but this prayer is a very wonderful prayer. And he's saying, I don't have love. So if we don't have love for Krishna, we will develop it, become sincere, Prabhupada said. That's all. So in this mood of Rupa and Sanatan, na prema shavanari, we should think, yes, of course, Rupa and Sanatan, they heard so many things, but they're saying, I don't hear properly shavanari bhakti, I don't have bhakti or any, what to speak of some yogic power, yoga tava vaishnavo, not a vaishnav, gyanam ba shubha karma, no pious activities, gyanam ba shubha karma, kirahosa jatira, birth, Rupa and Sanatan are born in a very high grade Brahmin family, but they're saying, we don't have this good birth. Ha gopi jana bala bala vitayate ha. Hey gopi jana bala vitayate maad asaivam. Still, gopi jana bala, we've heard about these pastimes of the gopis, like right now is a Kartik, very nice time to meditate on the gopis and Krishna. Mother Yasoda also, hiya cho panishad, trio cho panishad bischa, sankhya yugas chakevalai. That person who is immeasurable, cannot even be described in the Vedas, all the Upanishads, but she's catching him and nursing him. Yasoda, Ba Mahabhaga, very fortunate. So we can meditate on the pastimes. This is Anugrahaya Bhaktanam. It's giving us this great relief from this material struggling. Bahosambhavanti, we've come so many times into this material world. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanaji, traveling throughout many universes. Unlimited. Asankhya, so many incarnations of Krishna there are. So many things are unlimited. Those coward boys, when Chaitanya was speaking with Sanatan, that he was measuring in lakhs and arbutas, ayutas and lakhs and crores and padmas, it gets out to billions and trillions. So these coward boys, each of them had unlimited And so to give us some idea how many cows they could have, they just, there was one devotee asking Prabhupada about, well, what form do we get in the spiritual world? Are we small? Are we big? Prabhupada said, you go there, you'll find out. You can do anything. Your body is completely spiritual. It's not like this limited material body, but it's there. So it also has this Angani Yasya Sakalan, Krishna's limbs and all his functions are interchangeable. So similarly, we get this properties in the spiritual world. And so we become not unlimited, never, but we have this facility in the spiritual world. Here we're very limited, and Krishna is unlimited. Just like Prabhupada told me in Vrindavan in 77, I did a painting, and I didn't really have an idea of what the theme was. My idea was that I'll just get inspired by painting the scenery. So I was standing there for a few, I don't know how long, and I was being chided by some sannyasis because they saw me. I was just standing at the balcony there, or the veranda of Krishna Balaram guest house. And at that time, I don't know about now, but you could see the trees very nicely. There's some beautiful trees. And I thought, these trees are spiritual. Prabhupada said, these trees are already in Godhead. Therefore, I can just paint those and I'll be inspired. I didn't have Krishna in the picture, right? And so people walk by and see me. Anyone could walk by. Not that many, but there were open veranda there. And they would say, oh, where's Krishna? And I'll say, oh, no, I'm going to paint Krishna. So after so many people came by and said that, I finally took the painting into my room and I put Krishna and the cowherd boys in there. And then I thought the painting looked okay. And then when I came to see Prabhupada, he said, he looked at it for a long time, actually, so long, I was very nervous. Say, a minute? It's a long time. If you're with Prabhupada and you're looking at something for a minute, not saying something, just looking, looking, looking. And finally he said, what is the idea? Like that. What is the idea? I said, well, Krishna's the coward friends in there. Just so whether he liked the painting or not, but the idea he's trying to give me was, where is it in the book? And I said, well, Nectar Devotion, Krishna book, Krishna's playing with coward boys. He said, no, what sloka is it? So Prabhupada was very particular about that. And then just to say something, I said, well, Krishna is unlimited. And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna is unlimited. You are limited. You should stick to the book. So it's a very nice pastime. So we are limited, definitely fully limited in the material world. We can only go, this is conditioned. Prabhupada gave so many times the example, you're conditioned at any moment. Someone may say, oh yes, I am. These idiots used to say in front of Prabhupada, I am God. And Prabhupada said, you're God? Well, I'm the shoe God. I'm going to kick your head. What are you going to do about it? Of course, he probably would never do that, but immediately you'll have to go answer the call of nature, Prabhupada said, if you think you're so independent. So we think we're very independent. So this demon is almost like he's a caricature. He's trying to embrace and crush. So in a way, as material scientists and just think, every day it's a revelation, how demoniac, we can't even conceive of how demoniac the material civilization is. I mean, thousands of people are incinerated just so some few guys can live. Something like 25 families own all, like 40, 50% of the Earth's resources, and they're controlling it more than that. It just in this country, like 1% owns 40% of the wealth or something like that. Or 10% owns 40% of the wealth, and like 20% of the wealth is shared by half the people in the United States. They're all struggling, and then they still want to take away any privilege you have and like that, and arrest you if you come here. They've exploited so many places, then people come here legally and then they're immediately arrested like that. They're very, very demoniac people. They're not happy. They're never happy. Asha Pasha Shatad Badha Kama Krota. They have this Kama Krota Prayana. They become very angry and full of unlimited Ashesha Kamana Hridi Majay Mor. Within their heart is unlimited. Bhaktivinoda says, Gita says, Asha Pasha. These All these material desires are just like ropes. Asha pasha shita badha kama krodha prayana. So they're binding us at every moment. We want to give this up. This is simply a world of names. Sarvopadiva nirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti. This is bhakti, to give up this identification. There's so many. So this Bhagavatam is meant for that. Anatopa samam sakshat bhakti yoga man hoksaja. Krishna is at hoksaja. We cannot measure him. Anata pasamam sakshat bhakti yoga man hoksaja. Lokasya janato vidbang. They're ajanata. Everyone in this material world, they need to hear Bhagavatam. They need to hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why Harinam is important also. Preaching, prachar. Ajanata lokasya janato vidbang. Check. When Vyasadeva was in trance, bhakti yogena manasi sangyak panito malay apashyan purusham purnam maya chatara pashra, he could see this maya mentioned here. Maya, so magic forces. We're hearing magic, I think, when maya is condensed, there's some kind of magic. So the materialists, they're trying to create some special magic all the time. Like now with AI, you can't even tell if that person is saying that thing. They could cause whole wars immediately. I saw some really crazy ones showing these big, tough fighter wrestlers, famous, and they're wearing mini skirts. It looks like they're really there. And saying, well, from now on, I've given up this to propagate the LGBTQ community, and so people believe that. They can believe anything, just tricks. So Maya's presenting tricks to us now, just like Dhruva Maharaj. Even he was, of course, Krishna in the Boar incarnation, he's not a trick, but even sometimes Krishna shows that, right? When his Vasudev, his father, was brought before by that demon. Which one was it? Not Dantavakra, one of them. Huh? Yeah, one of them. He came and cut his father's head. Just see, I'm cutting your father's head off. Wow. Shalva, right. Shalva had a magic city. He used to float in the sky. It was pretty cool. He thought he was cool until he was destroyed. So they're creating these tricks. So many tricks. And Maya, even if there's no AI or tricks like that, what we're seeing is not maya. Everything is not what we're thinking. Ma means not, also. Not that. It's not that thing. It's not that. At hoksaje lokasya janato vidbang chakri satvata sang. So he was sitting in meditation. He was ordered by his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, that you samadhi nanusmara vicheshtitam. You can think of the pastimes of Krishna. Acharyas point out that every detail may not be given to Vyasadeva, but in trance, he's able to see the details of Mother Yasoda, just like Sanjaya. He was not on the battlefield, but he was seeing it. We can't claim to be able to do that, but at least we can read Bhagavatam and relish it. even this boar, there are persons who worship Varaha. They have Varaha Murti, or they have some special shalagram that, like that. Supreme Lord Keshava, personality is not bound by any measurement of our calculation. He can remain within his devotee. This is proved by Mother Yasoda. She's trying to bind Krishna, with a rope. But unless he wants to be bound, then he will not be bound in any way. He's completely unlimited. Okay. But in this case, he wants to crush him. So his opulence is immeasurable also. Shukadeva Goswami, in his prayers, he's describing that. Vitakya Lingo Bhagavan, Ajashankaradibi. Vitakya Lingo, even Ajashankara means Brahma and Shiva, they are seeing in awe, right? Antar. The first verse, Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sa Udbhavastana Nidodalila, Kahita Shakti Tutayayadehi Namantarbhavayana Palaksha Varmini. He's within everyone. He's within even this demon, but the demon is looking outside, right? Just like Prahlad's prayer, other prayers. What is it? Bahir, looking Artino. They're seeing value only in something there, just like the deer is chasing some illusion. Although the musk smell is there within. So Krishna is there within us, and everyone in the material world, they're going out. Huh? Natevedu svartagatim hi vishnu durashyaye bahirartamanina. Bahirartamanina. So he's standing outside, but he wants to still crush him. Oh, sometimes you see a cartoon or something like that. And they grab, and then I remember, and the person is outside again. You're trying to catch him, and he's right there again. So again, this is a little like that. And he's trying to control him. Bring him under the control in his fist, and then nothing there. So demoniac person always attempts to measure the length and breadth. So this is going on, you know, they have longitude, latitude, and there's a big bewilderment because within so many years recently, so many 30, 40, 50 years, they realized that whoever built the pyramid in Gaza, according to the materialist science measurement, it's right in the center of longitude and latitude, and everything is like a 165th scale measurement to whatever they've concluded. So they're bewildered. Like, how they figured that out? Like, how many thousands of years ago they figured out that this pyramid would be 165th the measurement of what they consider the earth, 8,000, you know. Like, so it's bewildered. No matter how much they try, then, or sometimes they find something, even near that pyramid, they find these cylinders that were drilled out thousands of years ago somehow. And I saw this one reporter who was making the video. They were showing all these big scientists. Can you say something about this we found near the pyramid? How would you, could you drill this out? Do you have any facility to make something perfectly this shape? No. So we would need to drill 100 times stronger than anything we have right now to do that. But that was done, nobody knows how long ago. Huh? To try to measure. So, and there's a temple of Kailash, what is it? Kailashanath, where it's carved out of hard basalt granite, harder than granite, stone. So the big demon, Aurangzeb, such a demon trying to compete with Hiranyaksha, he sent 1,000 men or so many thousand men to, the stone is so hard that the temple is still standing. They made some little bit, in 2 or 3 years, they were 1,000 men trying to chip away at it. They didn't have explosives then. Aurangzeb's men, these demons, they want to destroy this beautiful thing. They have no reason to do it. Most beautiful temple carved, it's estimated 400,000 tons of this hard stone was removed. Nobody knows where it is. It's not anywhere around there. No one can find it. Not even one speck of it. And they made a perfectly architectural marvel of a temple that inconceivable, no one can even dream of making anything like that. And then the scientists, they're just like, oh. And Aurangzeb, big demon, wanted to destroy all Hindu, all Sanatan Dharma, single-handedly. He was so obsessed, he spent the last 40, 50 years of his life trying to defeat the Hindus. He finally was killed, rascal. And he had so many men chipping away, like that. They want to destroy. Couldn't destroy. Okay, so anything here? Any comments, questions? Vipanadeshita Keshav Om. Anyone reads the Keshav Ashtakam by Rupa Goswami is in Stavamala. Well, one verse is quoted there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're so fortunate that we have Krishna as Kaviraj. I mean, who is going to read what Westerner, anybody, without knowing really good Sanskrit, is going to open up and say, hey, you know, I think I'm going to read Rupa Goswami's Keshavastikam. You know, he gave us, fortunately, Prabhupada gave us Vipinadeshita Keshavam, this Upetya Pati Sundari Bir Abitas. If anyone remembers that whole shloka, it's a long shloka, probably Puri knows. Upetya Pati Sundari Bir Abitir. Nayana Chanchalam. Anyway, wonderful. The last line says Vipinadeshita. So they're describing how the gopis go up on the rooftops of their houses just to see Keshava coming back, see Krishna as Keshava coming back just when the sun's going down with all the cows. And he's looking at them, Nayana Chanchalam, his eyes, the corners of his eyes, he's seeing the gopi, every gopi, what they're doing like that. Wonderful meditation, just that one verse. And there's so many. It's an astaka. It means there's seven more and probably another one for a benediction. So each verse, wonderful. Upetya pati sundari biravitir abhyarchitam. Perfect, Rupa Goswami. Okay, so any comments on this?
Some years ago, I went with Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. We went preaching to Egypt and Israel, and we went to visit the pyramid there in Giza. And it's really interesting because to enter the pyramid, you have to bow down because the entranceway, and they haven't now, they've modernized so that people who are handicapped can enter from a different way. But normally you walk in and you have to bend over, you have to bow down. And then when you come up in the inside, then there is, they call it hieroglyphics, but the name in Egyptian language is Medinetur. And it winds around telling the whole story about the pyramid and whatever that worship was that was going on there. But in the very top, the guy, he shines a light, and in the top, it's capped with a black stone. So
you're talking about from the outside or the inside?
Inside. When you go inside, at the very top, it's capped with a black stone. So we asked, well, what's the stone? So he said, geologically, it's called an ammonite. So ammonite is actually the geological name also for Shalagram Shila. And then also he told that the original name of the pyramid in their language is called Meru.
Meru. Mount Meru. Yeah, and they can't even figure in the slightest how it was made, when it was made. According to some astrological calculation, the way it's situated, it would have to be at least 25,000 years old. And, you know, so go figure that. Yeah. So, and then they're very puffed up, but they have to admit, well, we don't have a drill to do anything like that. We would need 100 times better drill than what they used. No one knows how long ago. So, what happened to you, bro? How come you can't figure it out, man? You're supposed to figure out everything. Whoa.
I have a reflection and a question. So reading these like names of Krishna, almost like these many, many different names, like nicknames.
Like what?
Like nicknames.
Nicknames?
Nicknames. You know,
what's a nickname for Krishna? Oh, well, he has
all
nicknames.
Of his many names.
He has nicknames, like even Kanai, Balai. Balai is a nickname of Balaram. And there are nicknames, Kana. They're not the official Sanskrit names.
I'm just reminded, you know, I don't have, all I can do is use my material reference to try and understand or experience or feel anything related to what I'm hearing or reading. And I think in the material world, all of the times that out of love, we give nicknames to those we care about. And sometimes the wilder, more specific, intimate the nickname is, the more emotion and remembrance comes with it. And so even though I don't understand all of these names or nicknames, every time I hear...
But Keshav is not a nickname, though.
But a name. Oh. A name based on an activity that he did, right?
Yes.
So nickname might not be the right term for it, but a name that evokes a memory of something he did, some pastime he did.
He killed some Keshi. Well, Keshi's demon's there in Vrajlila also, so I'm not sure of the other. I know there's the... in the beginning of the creation, there's those two demons. What are they called? Madhukaitava. Madhukaitavare, famous song. Yeah, he's Madhudvisha. Madhusudana, because he kills the Madhu demon. So what was the main question about that?
No, that was just a reflection.
Okay,
I appreciate these different names. Okay. So my question is...
Namanya Natasha, Atatrapapatan. When Narad Muni is traveling and he's speaking into Vyasadeva, he wasn't traveling when he said that, but he said he does travel, and he, what does he do? Namanya Natasha, Atatrapapatan. He travels around speaking the unlimited names of the unlimited, and he has unlimited names as well. And without any shame, any inhibition, Guhyani Badrani Kirtani Chasmaran. He's just remembering these sometimes very confidential things. Tamparyatan, what does it say? Huh? Yeah. No, that's another, he uses that word in this other verse. Yeah, I know that verse. But yeah, but this other verse, Namanya Tasa Tatrapan. Actually, Krishna's Babaji used to chant that. That's how I heard it first. You know, sometimes we're reading many verses, but when they're spoken by the acharyas, like great devotees, like how many people would get up and memorize Sukadeva's prayers or Kunti's? Prabhupada said to memorize Kunti Devi's prayer. When I first joined in 70, we were told, you have to memorize Kunti Devi's prayers. And like, you know, okay. You're walking the door and you got like 35 prayers to memorize. But Sukadeva's prayers, then one day we discovered, I didn't discover, but Drishtaketu, he was going through all the tapes, he was a transcriber, and he said, oh, Pushkar, you know, you should hear this. I discovered Prabhupada singing Kunti's prayers, and then he's also singing, with just cartels, he's singing Sukadeva's prayers. So, but when you hear Prabhupada chant it, then, oh, wow, that's something, yeah, it becomes more exciting. You hear Prabhupada, Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sarud Bhavastan. And one of those verses, he says, his opulence is immeasurable. Asambhavayakula. Vidura Kashtaya, for those who are very far, they're Ku Yoginams, who are demoniac, then he's very far away. That's one of Shukadeva's prayers. But one of them says, his opulence is immeasurable. Radhasa. Not equal to, or asamayatishayena radhasa. No one could be equal to, or what to speak of, equal even, but is immeasurable. So it's one of his prayers. You're still asking the question?
Yeah. But it was a great lead into my question. So listen, you shared so much about your experiences with Prabhupada. Just being next to him, sharing the way he said something, his hand gesture, his voice. Also, hearing other disciples of Prabhupada who had a lot of time with him, Shruti Kirti, etc. We all often get more experience, a personal experience, secondhand of what it was like to hear this from, like, hear Shastra, hear classes, it's his assessment of things. So I'm wondering, now in your life, decades practicing, having so much time with Prabhupada that influences the way that you experience life since then, in what ways, in what way, like, how are you struck by realizing Maya's influence in your life? What are the things that you think you're going along and you're practicing? In what ways do you say, oh my gosh, like, I just got hit over the head again and I was blindsided by this thing again?
Oh, so the question is, am I surprised that Maya is still unlimitedly strong?
Not are you. How? In what ways?
Well,
what are the things that...
One thing about secondhand, I was thinking that Prabhupada said, just like we read Gita, he said Arjuna was directly there, but we shouldn't think that, oh, Arjuna was there, but we're not there. No, it's as good. Reading Bhagavad Gita is as good as being like Arjuna. So similarly, if we hear the pastimes or see a video of Prabhupada, I would think that that's as good as seeing Prabhupada. And reading it, if just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would... Someone people would see him and become ecstatic, and then he'd go off and they're ecstatic, and other people see him, they become ecstatic. So I think there's no limit to it. But as far as Maya goes, then, you know, Maya's always, like Prabhupada said, I'm always praying. I think, who said that the other day? Soma, somebody? That I'm always praying that Maya won't catch me like that. So we should always be praying that Maya will not catch us. Or as Prabhupada always would see, Shastra Chakshusha. You see everything according to the Shastra, and therefore, you know those verses, Utkramantam Stitam Bapi, in the, what is it, 15th chapter? The foolish cannot see how a living entity leaves, but those who are seeing through the Shastra, then they can understand it. So, Shastra Chakshusha. And then Krishna also says, Chakshusha. Divyam Dadami Te Chak. I give you divine eyes. Chakku Dandiloye. The Guru is giving us divine eyes, but we're still trying to cover, you know, like that. We're not taking that mercy. Like Vishnu John is a video and he's in Prabhupada's quarters in LA and he's saying, why are we getting the mercy? And no, everyone's getting the mercy, Prabhupada says. You're just taking the mercy. Nahi sang harate jyotsnam. Yeah, oh, you said that at the time? Appreciating it, yeah. So he's appreciating it. Vishnu John was appreciating it. And we know he was a very inspired preacher. We saw it, actually. So as far as Maya, Prabhupada didn't want us to also advertise Maya. Like in BTG, they were putting some illustrations of certain things to show Maya, you know. And Prabhupada said, we don't want to advertise Maya. Don't put anything too Maya in there, you know. I could tell a long story, but it's not that long. But anyway, there was an illustration that was going on in the art department in my studio by somebody else. And it showed, and it's in the Back to Godhead in 76, end of 76, beginning of 77, it's in 77. And in that picture, it shows a scientist with his hand. He has a test tube, and he's poured it into a beaker. And inside the beaker, you see a butterfly and a tree, certain few things being created. So as soon as I saw it, and I'm not Krishna conscious by any long shot, but I said to the artist, very, very expert artist, Pariksit, you know, I said, hey, what's the story on here? And why is that scientist doing us creation? Krishna's the creator, so I don't think Prabhupada's going to like it. Immediately I thought, Prabhupada will not like this picture, right? So speed up to Gaurapurnim, and I can't mention all the gory details, but the head of the BBT, he was actually, he told me, he was very proud of that. He told me specifically that was the best illustration that we ever had in BTG. I was standing next to him. There's all these boxes of BTGs, that BTG with that picture. And I said to him, no, Prabhupada's not going to like that picture. And he just went, I don't want to say who that is, who does that. But so he was called to see Prabhupada during Gaurapurnim. And first of all, he came in to the festival, and a lot of people were against his way of doing the Back to Godhead in general. So he went up to see Prabhupada, and I went scurrying off, and me and Jai Dwight and maybe somebody else, we were hiding in a room, and Prabhupada was out on the veranda. I've told the story on my memories, but Prabhupada was getting a massage from Hari Shari, you know, massage. And as he's getting the massage, Hari Shari is not from Australia, but he developed the accent by living there. Anyway, this BBT man, he was probably just holding up that very magazine and saying, why there's no picture of Krishna in the magazine? I might have been a picture of Krishna in the magazine, but he probably was making more dramatic by saying, why there's no picture? And so that devotee was making some excuse like that. And so then, but he specifically picked out the magazine with that picture, you know, it's like, anyway, yeah, has to do with, it's just a pastime, but it's pretty ecstatic. There's so many other things.
Was it an obligation?
No.
If you know who was in charge of Bhakti Gaudiya in 1977 in L.A., not Adi Keshava for sure. Someone who's still mad at me for telling the pastime. It's recorded anyway. But Prabhupada, the scientist is not creating. He's not creating. So, but by seeing through Prabhupada's eyes, I was just giving a small example. Just like if you go out in the street, like my parents used to live in Santa Monica, right? Okay, it's supposed to be pretty nice, and it's quite hilly. But there were dog remnants, let's call it, everywhere. I couldn't stand, go out, like I'd try to get down to the ocean away from it. And I used to tell my mother and my parents, I think they were kind of, their apartment was nothing. But I used to always complain and say, and people were supposed to scoop it up. But I remember when Prabhupada was walking in during his one time in Henry Street, and he was walking and he was looking at the dog stool, and he said, just see this dog stool. But if I bring a cow here, what he said was, the government is distributing this dog stool. When you think about it, it's unlimitedly hysterical. Prabhupada's sense of humor is like you could meditate on what he said for thousands of trillions of years and still be funny. The government is not really officially distributing dog stool, but Prabhupada said, just see, the government is distributing this noxious dog stool. It creates so many diseases, and he mentioned diphtheria, which I think we wiped that one out, but still, it's quite nasty stuff, even if you don't get diphtheria anytime soon, hopefully. Anyway, he said that, so whenever I see that, I think, buddy, and he said, if I bring a cow and the cow passes, then I'll be immediately arrested. The cow dung, which is pure, Anyway, so that one way of seeing Maya. But it's a case by case. There's that verse in the second canto, padam padam Vaishnavam amananti tad. Step by step. At every moment, the Vaishnava is yaneti netityatat ushashikshiva. They see material world and they say, no, not this, not this. Because the impersonalists have a method also, not this, not this. But they never come to any point. Neti, their idea is, no, this is mine. But they don't come to any point. But Bhagavatam says that the Vaishnavas at every step, they're seeing material world and they're rejecting it. But they're seeing Krishna. Padam, padam, Vaishnavam, ananti tat. Okay, so no more. Haribo. Glory Srimad Bhagavatam.